Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast.
Hey, we are live.
Oh, my. I'm glad I wore pants with all the people in the room there. So,
well, I made a joke earlier. I was like, you know, I guess it's getting close. I thought I should put some pants on, but no one's going to see us from the waist down, so it might be safe.
Yeah, I actually have an unfortunate story about that, but I won't share it here. A very early morning conference call when I stood up too quickly.
Well, hello everyone in Addicts Land. On that note, I am Alyssa, as some of you may or may not know, and joining me today on this first ever episode of Addicts Live is the one, the only, Cranky Old Guy, aka yeah. Patrick. Actually, probably should say Patrick, aka Cranky Old Guy.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I mean, I can look cranky, I suppose, if I have to. It makes people feel better, you know.
It's easier to look cranky in cartoonish form.
Yeah.
Wookie is hopefully joining us at some point. Wookie likes to sleep, as we were just joking, and it is 9 o'clock in Wookie land, and that's might as well be 4 a.m. for some of us. So hopefully Wookie will wake up and join us at some point in this broadcast. So don't be surprised if you see a sudden large man jump in the screen.
So, I'll be ready for that.
Hopefully he won't jump through the screen. So we're going to get things going. Like I said, this is our first ever Addicts Live broadcast. It's a fun little thing we decided we'd do, a monthly, at least for now, show kind of talking about what's going on in the game, what's going on in the world of Simpsons, and, you know, just have some fun with fellow addicts. This is meant to be interactive. For now, we're going to work on a couple other ways to get you guys your comments and stuff seen. But for now, for today at least, the best way to get in touch with us is via the comment section on the site. For this post that you're looking at right now, the Addicts Live post, we will be checking the comments throughout the broadcast. We'll, you know, talk to you guys, talk about what you're talking about, have you guys give us some feedback as to what's going on, and go from there. So, let's...
When you say we, do you have a frog in your pocket? Because I'm not checking comments at all.
Yes, I'm generally used to saying we for everything. I will be your host and moderator, so I will be checking the comments and looking to see what you guys are saying. Like I said, you know, give us some feedback in the comments. Let us know what you're thinking. We're going to play some games. Give us your, you know, answers and things like that. It should be fun. And we'll kick things off with what's new. So, Patrick, what's new with you this month, week?
Gee, I don't know. What could it be? Maybe it's slowly but surely putting my original site on life support and hospice would be the better term, and joining this wonderful group called the Addicts. So it's been a great transition, a lot of fun, a learning process, shall we say. You guys are very busy over here. So that's been the thing. And then generally, you know, as you can tell, it's now duck season already. We had one game. It was questionable, new quarterback, a lot of freshmen. We have another one tonight. We'll see. You know, that's kind of my life right now.
Yes, it is football. I lose my husband to college football on Saturdays as well. So, but what are you going to do? You've been on the Addicts site for about a month now. I think August 8th-ish was your first time back. So
something like that. Yeah.
Happy 1 month anniversary.
Ironically, of course, since I wrote for you guys at the very beginning, it's, I'm not sure if we call it a 3-year absence or we or I was sent away for therapy and came back to therapy. I don't know.
We'll say you were on sabbatical. How's that?
I like that. I was lost in Africa. There we go.
You're on sabbatical.
Right.
So what's new with me? let's see, little Miss Riley is going to be 10 months old on Monday. And
in the world, by the way, in person. Oh, my God. Still trying to get her a contract.
She knows it, too. She uses her cuteness to her advantage, trust me. But yeah, for those of you who don't know, I have a 10-month-old or almost 10-month-old little girl that was born last November. And she has started to climb the stairs that are behind me. So my house is now a series of baby gate mazes, which is fun. It's always an interesting adventure, especially when she gets up and can't figure out how to get down and then screams because she can't figure it out. So,
you need to look forward to is that you will not have anything below 4 feet for the next like 10 years. Just get used to it. Everything has got little connectors and cut off dots. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been hearing. I'm a little nervous about how our Christmas tree is going to work in a month or two.
You'll see a Christmas tree with, like, soft ornaments down below. I'm just telling you.
We do have one of those fun, we call it baby jail, which is basically just a series of gates in, like, a octagon shape, or actually, I guess it's a hexagon shape. I'm thinking maybe we'll use that, wrap it around the tree so she can't either unwrap presents or pull ornaments off.
Sounds like one of those rat mazes. Is this legal? Are you sure this is legal?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's legal. We call it baby jail, but it's just a play yard. I mean, it's just a series. Like I said, it's a little caged in area of gates.
You know, I could see in the future we actually set up timers. We take bets on how fast it takes her to go from point A to point C. There's like treats in between. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
She's a pretty smart kid. I mean, you turn your back for a second and she's already halfway up the stairs. So
there you go.
I should add, Toxic Shark just sent us a comment asking if we're going to get an appearance from the tiny attic. And Toxic, she is napping. Which is probably the best to everyone's benefit right now, because if she was awake and saw me, she would be like attached to my hip. So she's a definite mama's girl. So she is napping at the moment. So sorry, guys. Maybe in a future episode, but not today. So that all being said, should we jump into our game here? So
sure, I'm game for the game. Sure.
Let's see. Do I have any game show music here? Let's see. How about this?
Yeah, close enough.
That works. So the game we're gonna play, and you guys can play along in the comments a little bit here. I'm gonna quiz Patrick on his knowledge of Simpsons Did It. What we're gonna do is, as we talked about, actually your post yesterday talked about this, and we talked about another post. The Simpsons have a funny way of predicting the future. So a lot of things that they've talked about have come true in real life to some extent in any of the episodes. Yeah,
let's hope there's a gap there somewhere. I'm nervous about some of those, but we'll see. We won't go there.
And I thought it would be fun, since this is all futuristic, that we're the event that we're in right now, I thought it would be fun if we do Simpsons or Back to the Future. So in both, shows and movies, they've both kind of had things that have predicted the future. So I thought it'd be fun if we take a look at some of the things and see if The Simpsons did it or if it was from Back to the Future or neither. But actually, tell you, none of them are neither. It's either going to be The Simpsons or Back to the Future.
Good. So it's A or B. There is no all of the above. Okay, got
exactly.
it.
Right. I will tell you, I played this with my husband last night. He did not do very well. So...
I'm a little nervous because, I'm at that age now where the memory is already hazy. So what I thought I saw may have been something I lived or not, or I just made up in my head. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm going to – we'll see how I do. Let's put it that way. I love both.
Well, we'll give you some – we'll start off with some easy ones.
Does you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, this – let's see. All right. Voice command watches. Simpsons or Back to the Future? And this would be like a la the Apple Watch.
Yeah, yeah. So Back in the Future, the franchise or the first Back to the Future?
Any of them.
Oh, man.
It really would be the second one.
This is totally a guess. This is totally a guess. It seems like that would be Back to the Future.
No, that's do I have a, let's see, do I have a sad noise? I don't know if I have a sad noise. whatever.
Here, I'll do it. Womp, womp. There we go. Okay.
That is from The Simpsons. It's from Lisa's wedding. Hugh talks into his watch, and it's similar to the way you can talk into your Apple Watch, which, full disclosure, I'm not a big fan of Apple in general, but, you know, to each his own.
I thought the watch was great until I found out you had to have the iPhone there to link to it. So it's like, and why am I doing this again? And one more reason I have to wear reading glasses all the time. So
can you imagine? Your phone itself is so big, and then you got to look at this tiny little watch.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And then you link it all to Google eyeglasses, and then you're really confused. Where am I now?
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm digressing.
I will say, let's see. Big Phil said Simpsons. Safi said Back to the Future, like you. So we do have some readers participating, which is great. You guys, please keep participating. The next one, let's see. Personal drones. So you know how, like, you've got your little, like, they make think about the Amazon delivering stuff via drones.
Yeah, that's definitely Simpsons. That was not in Back to the Future.
That was not in Back to the Future, huh?
No.
That is from Back to the Future. Wah, wah, wah.
Wow.
Let's see. Ooh, this might do it right here. Let's see. There we go.
That's pretty good. Wow.
In Back to the Future, they would walk dogs with drones and do all kinds of stuff.
I remember the scene with Biff. Okay, I'm really going to put my thinking cap on. Wow, I'm bad at this. Go ahead.
Take a little more time, you know.
All right.
No rush. All right. How about touchscreen devices? So, like, iPhones, and I'll even add in there autocorrect. That should give you a big clue. So touchscreen devices with autocorrect.
Autocorrect. God, I've been 0 for 0. With autocorrect, that sounds more like a Simpsons thing. Sounds like it's before the Back to the Future could have thought of it. Yay!
That is in fact from. That is, in fact, from The Simpsons. It's from Bart After Dark. Oh, no, not Bart After Dark. Sorry. It is from Lisa on Ice. Okay. And it's the, you know, they're writing a note. The bullies are writing a note to beat up Martin. And it wrote up, translated to eat up Martha.
Okay. I like that.
Do you remember? Okay. All right. So the next one, the Ebola outbreak.
Oh, that was definitely Simpsons.
I got to get better with my sound effects.
Yeah, I may have to work up a victory dance. You know, Cam Newton has a new one. You know, I'm gonna the whole dubbing thing's over. So,
well, you're 50% right now. You're 2 for 4. Ebola outbreak. Lisa Sachs, episode Lisa Sachs. There was a Curious George book. Said Curious George and the Ebola virus.
Right. Little edgy there, boys. Little edgy.
It's pretty funny. I mean, that was 1997. So we had the Ebola outbreak, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, the big one. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that they were making fun of the little outbreak. Little did they know. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, here's the next one.
Wait a minute. Zika. Have they talked about Zika yet?
I have not found an instance of Zika, unfortunately.
There's not a Gloivin robot mosquito or something? No?
They might have something in the episode where they went to Brazil, but...
We'll wait and see. We'll have to watch that a little closer, huh? Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
The next one is mobile payment. So you know how you can pay stuff with your phone now?
Oh, yeah. That I remember Back to the Future. Hey,
yeah.
I'm over the top.
So now we're at three out of five. So I'm
entirely too excited about getting these right. That just proves what life is at this point. So so excited.
It's fun. It's, you know, it's interesting to see all this stuff.
Yes.
You know, and I'm also enjoying seeing all the readers commenting. Guys, keep commenting. This is great. Zombie monkey pirates. We'll get into Halloween. Don't worry, guys. All right. Here's the next one. This might be a little bit more tricky. First generation, the very first iPod, the look of it, Simpsons or Back to the Future?
This starts to run together because they made fun of the iPod. They made fun. I'm going with the Simpsons because I remember when they made fun of it and they called it the. They were making fun of the other one as well, the Microsoft version.
The Zune, I think it was.
The Zune. There you go. I'm going with the Simpsons.
That is the Simpsons. I forgot your music. Sorry. It is from the episode Bart After Dark.
Yeah.
The intercom outside of the Bell's. I can't remember the name of the place, but Bell's house thing. The intercom looked just like a first generation iPod.
Ah. And
that was 1996. So
it's pretty interesting that Fox didn't, or Gracie didn't get sued by Apple right there, huh?
Well, it came out before the iPod. So
really?
So it's interesting that Apple or Gracie didn't sue Apple, I guess, right?
But maybe it was leaked by the Japanese or the Chinese or the Russians. Oh my God. And this was 96, you said? This
yeah.
is right after the election. Who knows how? Oh, sorry. Wow. My conspiracy nut goes wacky there. Sorry.
All right. We'll do a couple more.
All right.
This one should be easy for everyone involved. Thank you, Safi. Safi answered the building. This one is the baby translator. This one's easy.
You say that, and yet, no, that sounds like the Simpsons. That's when Maggie could talk, or they were figuring out what Maggie was saying, right?
That is the Simpsons. I'm not
okay.
going to do the sound effect again. That is that.
Fire the band. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They actually have an app. In 2013, they came out with a cry app. Where you can detect what your baby's crying about. Whether or not it works, I have no idea. I don't know that I would test it. Bruders wants to know what we're drinking. Bruders, I'm drinking a root beer.
Pat's
got some whiskey in his
large, a very large coffee. No, it's still early. I have to confess that this was going to be a push. We got hooked watching. Was it Black Orphan last night? Oh my God! We found out we could binge watch it. Dark, dark. Talk about clonage.
Binge watching is never a good thing.
No, but we stayed up till like 1, and then I had to get up at 6. So there you go.
Speaking of which, did you watch the show I told you to watch? Better Late Than Never, which is hilarious.
I have not. Oh, yes. No, I did. And here's my take on that show. And it's really interesting, if you don't mind me throwing out an opinion.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, our readers may either agree or disagree. They make a lot of fun of the guy I like. I mean, the thing is that Captain Kirk, he's the star of the show as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
And Terry Bradshaw comes off like a pinhead. I mean, he's just not very bright.
Yes, yes.
He really has been hit too many times.
but it is hilarious. I mean, it's
yeah.
They have fun with Shatner, but honestly, he probably looks the best out of all of them, and he is the oldest by far. So
yeah, no, absolutely, and he's pretty adventurous. I mean, he and Winkler are pretty adventurous. They ate the live octopus. It was like, okay, all right, I'm down with that. Bradshaw's like, I don't know, man. He's just been hit too many times. We'll leave it at that.
All right, well, we'll do one more Simpsons or Back to the Future.
Okay. I'm way up now. I mean, I really have nothing to lose here, right?
Yeah, you are. You've gotten 4 and you've lost 2. So you're 4 out of 6. So
yeah, this is like if this is a golf match, I'm done. It's over. I'm done. Go ahead.
So the very last one. Let's pick a good one here. biometric devices.
Biometric devices. What is a lit? No. You know where I was going to go there. I wasn't going to open that one up. I'm going to go with Simpsons on that one. A total guess.
That is Back to the Future. So, you know, you're about 50, you're a little better than 50%. You
know? Hey, you know, in life, that's pretty good average.
It's passing, sort of.
In baseball, it's way passing. It's beyond passing. Come on.
True. That's true.
I'm going with baseball. Yeah.
In baseball, it is. So a couple other things I had that are the Simpsons did, Simpsons predicted, so to speak, the FaceTime video chat like we're doing now.
Yeah.
That's from Lisa's wedding.
Yeah.
Siegfried and Roy having a tiger attack them. That is for Springfield, or how
that's
I.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
Or how I learned to stop worrying and love legalized gambling. So that's from 1993. Yeah. Hamburger earmuffs. It's a random thing.
Oh, wow. Now, that's what they do at the drive-thru at McDonald's in Minnesota, right?
Probably. I mean, I'm fairly certain that those were made because the Simpsons had them. So, but Farmville.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
that's a Simpsons thing. And Land of Chocolate. There actually is a Land of Chocolate, which is something Homer dreamed about. There's a Land of Chocolate in Shanghai that opened in 2013.
I'm disappointed it's not in Hershey, Pennsylvania. That is where it belongs. So,
yeah, well, you know.
The one thing that's interesting, you bring up all these mobile device things. Nobody predicted selfie sticks because nobody could ever imagine something so inwardly crazy that people be walking around with these sticks with phones on them to take pictures of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. No one would have imagined that.
But who doesn't love a you know, a good selfie picture? You know, I mean, like I told you yesterday, it's like an instant facelift.
I don't mind the selfie picture. It's the stick. When we were on this trip, every single national park we went to was like inundated with people walking around with these sticks. I mean, it was like everything was an extension. Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
They are banned in Disney, I can tell you that.
As they should be. As they should be, yeah.
They are banned.
But you have people falling off cliffs and stuff now, so it's whatever.
Well, I can tell you, let's see. Brooders, before we get into our next topic, Brooders wants to know, Pat, what does the O on your hat and social cushion stand for? I'll let you...
I moved to Eugene, Oregon. So it's Oregon, but it's Oregon to the hyper extension. Eugene is the home of the Oregon Ducks, the football team. I wasn't really a fan when I moved here because they were awful back then. But after a while to get your Eugene green card, you have to become a Duck fan. So over that time period, I have become a fan. They are a lot of fun. And it's a good identifier as far as the state I'm from, as well as, hey, they have nice clothes. It's Nike time.
they do have nice uniforms. I like green, so.
Yeah, well, Uncle Phil came to town, ironically, in 1996. Not, maybe it's part of the thing, but 1996, Uncle Phil came to town and dropped lots and lots and lots of Nike money into the program, and it got a lot better after that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's all about. Oregon.
There you go. So let's dive into our topic at hand. Let's see. Chitanka, I might be saying that incorrect, wants to know if you're not wearing pants, Pat. So I'm guessing Patrick isn't wearing pants.
Are sweats pants? That's the question. That's an infinite question. When do sweats become pajamas? Or a cover-up for something else. I don't know. I am wearing pants, if you count them as sweats.
I like to say it's the time of the day. You
know, yeah, well, there you go.
If you're out of bed, they're sweats. They're not pajamas.
They're sweats at that point. I don't know. Well, I'm not going there. I'm not going to reveal too much about myself. But, Yeah. We don't wear sweats. We don't wear sweats to bed. Let's leave it at that. So.
And on that note.
And on that note.
Let's jump into it.
Where's the rim shot? I need the rim shot.
Oh, sorry. Come on,
don't you know? There you go. God, you actually have one. This is great. Okay.
Perfect. I got a bunch of. I could even do. I could do crickets chirping. I can give you some laughter if you want. If you just want somebody to laugh at you.
That pretty much happens throughout my life. It just happens.
So. Gotta walk around with a laugh track following you everywhere you go.
There you go.
So we'll segue into our topic at hand, which is the sci-fi event, which is wrapping up Act 2 on Tuesday, which is September 13th. And we'll jump into Act 3. Act 3 is only 1 week long. And I suspect that'll follow shortly after by Halloween, which we'll get into later. But
this is the one thing I do think we should talk about right away is the rapidity at which these things are hitting now. There's no lag time. Like we used to have like a week to catch our breath. Now it seems to be, or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Now it seems to be like ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. So,
well, it seems like the mini events that they've been putting, because it's usually not event. It's usually event, mini event.
Yeah.
It seems like that mini event is meant to be your breather.
Event is kind of pretty eventish. Yeah. It's shorter, but it's very eventish, don't you think? It has the same dynamic. Eventish.
I think we've invented a new word.
Let's coin that. Yeah, I like that.
Let's talk about the sci-fi event in general. It's brought a lot of stuff, and you've covered this in your driving across TSDO post. It's brought a lot of stuff that's futuristic into our games. Stuff that doesn't necessarily fit in canon Springfield. It brought a whole nother version of Bart, Lisa, Maggie. We'll likely get another version of Homer before the event is over, which if you look at the character collections, it's not a spoiler.
That to me is where you draw the line. That to me is, I mean, that's really it, where you draw the line. I can almost live here. This is my opinion, by the way. It doesn't mean it's real. It doesn't mean it has to be the fact. This is simply my opinion. I am fine with the buildings in some respect because you can, in fact, do what a lot of people have said they did in that post, which is they've created theme parks, they've done theme areas, whatever. You kind of almost have to at this point, right? Because there's so many different, very specific themes. It's not like we're building the outer reaches of Springfield downtown. Where I draw the line, and this is kind of, I suppose this is picky, but I think we're going to look back on this in a couple months even and go, I don't get having future, all these future things, and maybe a couple of these Homer skins, I don't know, in the town as full-blown characters all the time from now on. That is like time-space continuum ripped completely wide open. And I don't know that we'll ever go back to that again. They're not going to use – I don't think they'll use those characters for anything else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you see where I'm going with that? Yeah, I don't want to see them. I like them for the event. I don't like them being permanent.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've come as they probably could have done them as skins, but then people complain when there's too many skins because you never use half of them. I think they kind of came as a point. This is actually one of the first events where we have zero skins. Everything we got is a full-blown character. And I think that's a testament to, you know, a lot of players, you know, having complaints about getting all these skins because Homer has like 20 or 30. I mean, Homer has so many different outfits to wear.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if they did it as skins, it'd be a little different. I mean, it is a little weird to me to have, you know, Luke Bart and President Lisa walking around Springfield with actual Bart and actual Lisa and even Rocker Maggie walking around with, you know, little
Maggie. At what point does the black hole just envelop your entire screen? Because, again, time space is definitely broken here. Something is off.
And you guys watching, you know, weigh in. Let us know in the comments, you know, what your thoughts are as far as this, you know, the idea of having the characters walk around, the adult characters walk around when you have the little characters walk around. You know, to me, I understand the whole concept of the wormhole and everything, but it's weird to have a future version of yourself with yourself. You know, it's like a weird thing.
Yeah, I mean, without getting too crazy, even Hawking agrees you might be able to go forward but not backward in time. So, I mean, the whole thing comes down to that whole thing of the anomaly affecting change. I mean, how many movies have there been about the guy coming back? In fact, there's another TV series coming about that this fall, where they're going to send the guy back, and he's going to fix the Hindenburg, and that's going to create this ripple effect. And it's like, okay.
Well, it's like the movie
Interstellar. Sonar Springfield, come on.
it's like the movie Interstellar, where they go and travel, and it goes into the black hole and fixes everything that happened. You know, so it's a fascinating concept. It's a little weird for a handheld game, I'll get that. But,
yeah.
I mean, I personally... and I've told you this before, and a lot of readers this too, future episodes are some of my favorite episodes. I mean, they're not like my top all-time favorite, like top 10, but they are some of my favorite, and I am enjoying the event. The dialogue's great with this event.
It's hilarious. Yeah, it's hilarious.
You know, they've got some really fun things going. I think it, overall it's a nice event. It is. Some of the stuff is a little weird, like I said, the buildings don't bother me, as you had said. Some of the character stuff is a little weird, like what am I going to do with a grown-up version and a young version of Bart. It's a little odd in that regard. But, I think what you might call clutter and what some others might call clutter, I mean, I think if you craft at a reasonable pace, as I like to say, you know, you don't craft 10,000 things just because you can. You know, you can do some fun stuff with this thing. I mean, I have plans to do a future area, almost like a theme park section. I think some other readers have commented on that as well. Next to my Western area, and with my Clash of Clones stuff.
I think the crafting thing opens up a different conversation too, because this is the first time, as far as I remember. Again, I'm old; my memory is very short term. You know, CTE. I've been hit too many times. It's the first time in the crafting that you're forced to craft 5 of something, 8 of something, whatever. It used to be a more linear. You'd craft this and craft this and craft this. Now you've got like 8 of these domicile houses sitting around, and 25 of this and 5 of this and 8 of these. How many billboards are you going to have in your town? I mean, how many of the same billboard are you going to have in your town? So that seems to me like that slides into the lazy ass EA programming, the leap or LELP or whatever I called it, EA lazy programming. It slides into that. Let's just make this quick and a little bit more difficult, as opposed to thinking about what that does to impact the design process later on. And then finally, and I'll let you talk again. I know I'm dominating here. I've been thinking about this. Several people have brought up, and I agree, that the buildings are so big.
Comparatively,
they're big and they're tall and they're whatever. Comparatively, they give you a bunch of land and then they fill it up, you know, with these big things. So that's something I think they could improve on. If EA is listening, are you listening, EA? if they're listening, you know, think about that for the future.
Yeah, I mean, I will say the buildings in this are very tall. I remember Halloween 2013 when we got the Homer skyscraper. That was the tallest building we had had, aside from the Popsicle Stick skyscraper. That was the tallest building we had had in Springfield, and it was massive. And everybody was like, what am I going to do with this giant building? Now they're adding tons of stuff that have those high heights to it. And half the time you can't even see the whole building in your screen.
And big. I mean, there are a number of
pictures. The base is big too,
lots of squares. Yeah, the base is huge. I mean, compare it to even Stonecutters that had a ton of stuff in it, or Clash of Clones had a ton of stuff in it. It was all little modular stuff that you could move around. Springfield Heights, again, had lots of buildings, and some of them very big, but they were modular, so you could decide, I'm going to use a bit of this and a bit of that. Now it's like, boom, this giant orb sitting in the middle of my Springfield. You know, it's weird.
Well, let's get into some of the readers' thoughts on it. Let's see.
Okay.
Wilkie has said they should have done it like Krusty Land, a separate place for Stephen Hawking and futuristic characters to go, which is interesting. I mean, that's an interesting
thing. Oh, double thumbs up. And you know why? Because that's what a multiverse would be. You could have Bart and Lisa and everybody else In fact, I would have been fine if they shoved them all over to Krustyland, for that matter. Make future Bart be in Krustyland the rest of his life.
Make him serve burgers at Krusty Burger in Krustyland.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a really good point. It should have been a multiverse.
Yeah, you probably would get, like, I remember, not to go to this game, but I remember when Family Guy did the Star Trek event, they had a whole nother world you would go to play this. Like, you would get your own, sorry guys, I am not a Trekkie, so I don't remember the name of the ship, but you would go to the airship, I don't know what the heck it's called, and it had all these little areas, little things that you could put your characters on tasks and stuff like that. But then when the event left, that whole area disappeared, and then you were left with all this clutter in your town. So if they did that, you'd have to make sure that, you know, it stayed like Krustyland, but then who would visit it? You know, people have a hard time going to Krustyland as it is. So it almost brings up this concept of, if you bring it, maybe it should have just disappeared, but should just disappear at the event with the exception of...
Yeah, it's a push. For me, it's a push-pull thing. I think the reason that people don't go to Krustyland is we don't have tasks. We don't have any reason to go there. Mm. If these guys don't do planning there, if they don't stage ways to have fun there, I mean, for me, again, EA, if you're listening,
you're going to scare people, you bet.
Yeah, I know. I would have... I would probably do a couple times a year that makes sense. I mean, it's like amusement park week or something like that. Make it a mini event and take us over to Krustyland again. Make us remember why we battled to get the land we got to do what we did. And the, you know, Joe's probably working at Krustyland right now. Probably. That's probably the deal. He's somewhere in between, right?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm bummed. I was ready for Joe.
And for those who don't know, Joe is Wookiee. I mean, it's not a...
Sorry.
So Big Phil. Hi, Big Phil. I wanted to know, he's got so many future bucks. What on earth or space future am I supposed to do with him? Phil, my best suggestion is don't use them. If you don't want to use them, don't use them. Just because they're there doesn't mean you have to spend them. It's like,
okay,
money.
So here's something we need to throw out there, though, I think, on some level. Those of you that are freaked out about not getting everything, it would appear if you can get to that last crafting level, you're going to be able to turn all those future bucks into something else, right?
No, you robot parts. You can turn robot parts into future bucks.
Are you kidding me?
You can't turn future.
The very last thing is not converting future.
No, it's converting future bucks or robot parts into future bucks. Sorry, guys. Well, I guess I should say sorry, Pat. Because
just a second while I go sit over here and mope a little bit. That's insane. Yeah. Why? I mean, we already have so much stuff. Who want? Never mind.
It makes sense if you want more, like, flowers. You know. Or trees, because I will say the trees that are in the crafting are kind of nice. I like those. I crafted a bunch of those.
You do realize you're talking to Mr. 80, whatever, yes. 8,500 items now. I'm now getting, like, personal emails from EA. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? Don't you read the warnings? What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
I'm expecting a Christmas card.
I get one every year, just like from Hank Scorpio. So anybody that's questioning what to do with all their future bucks, if you don't want stuff, don't get it. I mean, it's you don't need more stuff in your town if you don't want it. You know, just because, like I said, just because it's there doesn't mean you need to spend it.
This actually doesn't bode well for the future. This feels like inflation is around the horizon. It will take you 800 million future bucks to buy a loaf of bread, right? Probably. Like Brazil, 1976 or something. Oh, future bucks. Okay. So, well, that takes the edge off. I'm sorry. You've burst my little bubble, my large
I've
bubble.
I've ruined your Saturday. I'm sorry.
No, you have. What? I don't want any more robot parts. All right. Go ahead.
So wow. Ebron 62 says maybe an area of the town just for events. Last one stored and the new one replacing it. That way we have room for fresh goodies. Characters can be stored also. So
yeah, I like that.
That kind of goes off of similar to what I was saying with what they did in the Family Guy game. know, they have an event area, and when the event's over, that area leaves and you're stuck with all your stuff, whether you want it or not, you store it and that's it. I like that we don't have an event area with this game because it's a giant lag in the game on top of all the stuff that they added to the game. But yeah, right. I mean, at any point you can store stuff. If you don't like what's there, you can just store it. And I've done that. Like most of my stuff from Superheroes, sorry guys, Superheroes 2 is in storage. Like my Orphan Alley, I have no purpose for that in my town. So things like that.
You don't want just a big blank black spot in your town. What's interesting is I actually, along that line, I've actually done that myself. And I've seen a lot of my neighbors that seem to have created, in essence, a staging area for whatever the event is. So all of my current sci-fi thing clutter is all sitting in one area. When this is done, it's mostly going to go into storage. I've moved some into Springfield Heights because it seemed to fit there. And I may incorporate some into the amusement park thing, but whatever the next thing is, Halloween, whatever it is, I did the same thing just like you said with the last update. It all mostly went away, but it was all in one place, easy to find for a while, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense? No, that makes sense. And that's what I do. I have a very similar way of working, and whatever I don't want ends up in storage, and whatever I want, I figure out a way to implement it into my town while leaving that kind of staging area open.
Sounds like my real life. If I just get my daughters to come pick up their storage, I'll do it. So,
it's funny. My parents have a ton of stuff at their house. I have three sisters, and they have a ton of stuff at their house from all of us, yet I'm the only one that seems to get weekly deliveries of my stuff here.
You're close. Yeah, that's why.
That's what it is. All right. So Safi says, going back to Back to the Future, in part two, there were two Martys in 1955, Heavy Doc. But I guess that's why we can have two different Bart, Lisa, Homer, and Maggie's in our Springfield. So I guess the future timeline. Yeah, that's a good rationalization to make to yourself. You know, they went back into the future. They went forward into the future. So there's two, and now you're kind of stuck in this space-time continuum.
Yeah, I mean, and you also do have the building skins that age or blow up or whatever. So, I mean, that's always been kind of hanging around to a degree. But, yeah, that's a pretty deep rationalization because, I mean, you're going from something that's, you know, Bart, who's what, perpetually, what is he, eight? Is that right?
Yeah.
I should know this. Eight. Yeah, perpetually eight to being 34.
Wait,
or whatever.
Is he eight or is Lisa? Now, I don't know. No, Lisa's eight. Bart's
10. Bart's 10. Oh, this is bad. We're going to get busted by the Simpson folk. The
when
Simpson
you police. Wookie.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. Wookie, save us from ourselves.
Yeah, seriously. So Toxic Shark has to say the dialogue is very witty, which, yeah, the dialogue for this event, they've stepped up their game with dialogue in the recent events. The dialogue's really great.
Agreed.
Let's see. Bruder says, perhaps they, and she does your thing of capitalizing the E and the A, so perhaps they are leading up to a Futurama influx. I'd love Bender in my town. I don't know that we'll see Futurama because it's the game rights are, Wooga owns the game rights to Futurama. So, but I'm sure that they'll continue to make some references with some little
Although, drawings as many people have pointed out, we already had a crossover, you know, joke about that in this game. So maybe good old Matt is out there, you know, doing a cross market deal somehow. We'll see.
I mean, I will say the Wooga game for Futurama is very, it's not a builder game like this. It's a puzzle game. It's like Candy Crush. So maybe we'll see.
I start twitching every time you say, anybody says Candy Crush, right? Sorry.
Felicia Fancy, hi Felicia, says, I like having future characters. I tend to ignore the lack of realism and just go with the flow, which is a bull. I mean, I like having them too, and that's probably what I'll do in my Springfield. I mean, when I think about it, it is weird, but you know, I like having them. It's interesting. It's fun to see.
I'm just trying, as far as the realism thing, if I saw a future me walking around, I'd probably say hi and then be happy that there was a future me, I guess. At this point, you know. Oh, look, I made it. I'm older. Cool.
So Steam Radio says you can always put the other sci-fi timeline characters in storage if they weird you out seeing other versions of our favorite characters walking around at the same time. Personally, I like them staying around all the time. So, I mean, we're seeing a nice flux of people, different opinions, you know, saying, you know, that they like them, they don't like them, yeah. It's weird, it's not weird. Everybody's trying to justify it for themselves, which is, it's like a weird
concept. Now to turn this completely upside down, what if you keep the future ones and get rid of the originals? Aha! Mind blown!
No? That would be interesting, except you still can't store the Simpsons house, so.
Yeah, well, plus you can't, plus all of the key characters are used in almost every update, so we'll see. There hasn't been a lot of crossover, although someone said in comments, I noticed, I haven't been able to verify this yet, that Apu will go to the new Quickie Mart if he's closer to that Quickie Mart.
Yeah, pretty, I saw that too. I didn't have that happen in my game, so it's interesting that that happened to a couple players. I have to do some things, move the Quickie Mart around and see if that happens. That is interesting.
In your B game, your C game, your D game, you could, yeah.
Yeah. Toxic Shark also adds that the sci-fi stuff would be nice if there ever is a Futurama crossover. Let's see. Simpsons Rules says that he can't believe we got Bart's age wrong. Sorry, we're old. Some of us older than others.
Wow. Already with the ageism. Woo! Woo!
I'm a mom. I got a million things going on in my brain. So, let's...
You got to keep the defibrillator right here, right handy, anytime I... God.
Let's jump off of one more question came in from Josephine Kickass, which is Grandma Madar, who I adore.
Yes.
Hi, Grandmama. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to know if you think or maybe know if there will be many more buildings released with Act 3. I can tell you Act 3 is 1 week, very short, very minimal stuff added. There's really not much to Act 3. You guys, I can see the complaints coming, and now when Act 3 hits, this is it. I waited this long for this. So I will tell you that Act 2 is probably your best act.
Here's the good news. Here's the good news, I think, is that it will take at least 3 days for the people complaining that didn't get Lisa to get over that. And then we'll only have 4 days left of the other of the rest of the act. So there you go. It'll just shorten the whole pain process down, right? Although that's a good question to ask, though. I think people really are on track for the most part with Lisa. I mean, it's not. I haven't been tapping super hardcore, but I'm staying right on target with the calendar. So.
Yeah, I mean, the changes that they made are great. I'm going to do a poll when I do the Lisa rundown like I did with the Sergeant Skinner rundown. Just had to think of who it was. To see who unlocked it, how they unlocked it, all that again. So we'll get a quick straw poll, so to speak. I wish I could do polls in this video. I haven't figured it out. I'm still learning the technology. I know that they're switching everything. So right now we're using what's called Google Hangouts on air for us to talk. And in like a week, it's going to change to YouTube Live. So it's like a whole different setup. I have to figure that out. So I don't want to do too much with Hangouts on there. If I'm like, oh, and then a week later, they change everything on me. So hopefully the next one, we can take polls during the video. So let's jump into, we can probably put the sci-fi stuff to bed a little bit. I mean, we all have different opinions and we've pretty much saying the same thing again and again now. So, but let's jump into what we think is next in the world of Simpsons now that we've kind of talked about how short Act 2, Act 3 is and everybody kind of anticipate what's coming next. Halloween is October 31st, so it's coming up.
And this traditionally they're big. It's the one they generally spend the most time on. I mean, it has been the case forever. Although last year, I got to admit that I think there was a lot of people that kind of went, huh, this isn't as good as other Halloween. So we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping that they pull the stops out and do something really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween usually is the benchmark for events for the year. So, I mean, let me preface this by this is what I think will happen after the event's over. And this, I don't know for sure. This is just what I think. You've got the event ending, and then you have season 28 season premiere starting. So I think what will happen is the event will end. We're going to get a season premiere episode tie-in. And then Halloween will start probably the first week of October. That's my guess. Usually somewhere between the 2nd and the 7th is usually what happens. So that's kind of what I think will happen in that timeline. But then Halloween itself is usually the benchmark of events. So whatever events are going to happen that year, usually the layout for it and the process, they introduce with Halloween. So last year's Halloween, we started getting that, you know, do stuff at this building, collect currency with this task, switch to this. The year before, they introduced crafting. I forget what year they introduced ACT, but so we've been getting these different ways of doing the game now. So what it is now is based on Halloween this past year. So this coming Halloween, I do think we'll see some different things. Hopefully not a wheel again.
Sorry.
Well, EA, if you're listening and, you know, Patrick gets on your nerves, now you know how to get rid of him.
So. Yeah, there you go. Right there. Bring back the wheel and Sherry Bobbins, for God's sake.
But yeah, I mean, that's generally what we see with Halloween. As far as the theme, I mean, they've done zombies, they've done ghosts. Last year they had a bunch of different zombies again. So, I mean, theme-wise, I have no idea what they're going to bring. But there's so many. I mean, they always do a Treehouse of Horror episode, so there's so much content to pull from. So, I mean, it should be interesting in that regard. What are your thoughts, Pat?
God, I don't know. I can't get off the wheel. You made my head spin, literally.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, I agree with you. I think that every single year since the very beginning, Halloween has been a benchmark, not only for the show, but for the game, for everything. It seems like that's the one time of year that everybody gets on the page and says, okay, let's really pull out the stops. Now, the question becomes to me is, so many of the things they do in these updates now have to do with the Treehouse of Horrors references. I don't know, you know, how deep can you go on that? I don't know. It'll be interesting. My hope is that this is a great Treehouse of Horrors episode for the show, and then the tie-in links and makes it all work. I mean, that would be great.
They've always done a fun Treehouse of Horror tie-in, too, with everyone, so it should be interesting to see.
Last year they split it up, though, didn't they? Didn't they have, a mini deal?
Yeah, because they finally had a canon Halloween episode.
By the way, I keep taking this off just to prove I have hair. People always wonder if I have hair because I wear the hat all the time. I'm sorry. That's not a nervous tick. That's actually an affect. Oh, yeah, I have hair. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, they did that the year before. It was a episode tie-in for Treehouse of Horror. But this last year was the first year they had a canon Halloween episode. So we got that instead. But then we still got, we got two. It was we got a Halloween canon episode tie-in, and then we got, the stuff for the Treehouse of Horror. So we got, Bob's house and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what they do this year. It is coming up. It'll probably be, within 3 to 4 weeks, we'll start to see the content. So it should be interesting.
One thing I like about Halloween is that it's Halloween. It's not like Christmas / winter / whatever. It's like they're always afraid to call it Christmas or something. So we call it Christmas, they call it winter, then they call it something else, then they split it up. Halloween is a nice, solid, whoop-de-doo, let's get crazy, you know.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Let's see, do I have that? Whoop-de-doo.
Fire the band, man. They were out. This is Oregon. It's legal. They were outside having a break. So
so let's jump. We'll close this off with some of reader questions and various other things. So this is your chance to ask us anything outside of what we've talked about. Let's see. So we'll start with Felicia Fancy wants to know, what is the essential item that we would put in our zombie apocalypse survival kit?
Wow. Geez. See, we've already figured out that pouring salt on them doesn't work, right? So a big salt shaker. I mean, the only thing that seems to be universal in every single show is a shot-off shotgun and a whole lot of shells. That seems to be kind of the universal deal. So I'm going to go with that, you know?
I mean, I'd probably just put some, you know, paint in there and paint myself to look like a zombie, so I think they already got me. So.
Well, I didn't think of that. That's creative. But can't they smell brains or something?
Well, I mean, that has to say that I have a brain inside my head.
I was going
to
say, yes. Yeah, so I don't even have to put on tape or paint. I just have to, you know. Sorry.
The Simpsons Rule wants to know what our favorite character of The Simpsons are. I mean, I've answered this multiple times in our Vlogmiversary video, and my favorite character is Homer. Pat, you have not had the privilege to be part of our Vlogmiversary videos. So who's your favorite character?
Being? Yeah, this is one of those weird things where in the show, clearly for me, it's Marge. Marge is the glue that holds the family, and she's the social conscience of the town. She also has, to me, that thing that you need for a great long-term relationship. I've been with my wife for 36 years. You need someone who continually forgives a dumbass for being who they are. Sorry, I shouldn't have used that term. But, you know, that's really what it is. Over and over and over again, almost without exception, she unconditionally loves Homer and her family. That is such a redeeming quality. So that's where I go with that. In the game, that's a whole different thing, man. I love Frank. Any of the ones that have goofy stuff, I love Dr. Nick. Anytime I want to laugh, I just hit Dr. Nick, and one of his goofy things comes out of his mouth. It's great. So, and the old guy. What's the old guy now who drops his pants? I relate.
Old Jewish man.
Yeah. His lines are the best.
So I think it relates back to the fact that you aren't wearing pants right now is what you're trying to tell us. Because you said you can relate. So.
And you smell like cobbler. Yeah, exactly. That's a great line. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
168, Sean, 168 has this to say about you, Pat. Patrick Uh-oh. Doesn't look old like Santa at all. Still young looking.
It's what, well, you know, I joke about this a lot. I'm 62. A lot of my friends, actually, before I did this, and this is a whole different story, that's because my wife thought it would look hot. And if after 36 years, someone says that will look hot, you just do it, right? It's, you don't even question it. But before I had this, people said I looked even younger, but I call it natural Botox. So it's just all my wrinkles are filled in. So we'll just leave it at that. Thank you. Thank you for saying I look younger. But, yeah, it's all it's lighting and keeping the camera high, right?
So Steam Radio wants to know, a question for Patrick, what collectibles do you have? Everybody's asking you questions today. They must know enough about me. I mean, I've done three videos. This is your first one. What collectibles do you have on the shelves behind you? Anything Simpsons related?
Ah, interesting. This is kind of my man cave here that I'm calling from. This, I have a huge antique toy collection. I do have some Simpsons stuff. Let me grab something very quickly.
Look, it's an empty chair.
Yeah, it's an empty chair. There we go. I do have a few Simpsons things. I've got, because I was involved with the whole California raisins thing back in the 80s, I've got lots of raisin artifacts. I've got all kinds of stuff, but mostly these are antique toys. Lead soldiers, airplanes, all kinds of stuff. I'll take you on a tour sometime when we do this again.
Sounds good.
Yeah, lots and lots. What you're seeing right behind me is, yeah, it's a bunch of lead soldiers, Britons. Those of you from England will know that. They're Britain's lead soldiers. There you go.
Interesting. Let's see. Brewers. Brewers.
No Simpsons version.
Brewers has another question for you. Pat, uh-oh, you really aren't all that cranky. Why have you stuck with the nickname?
Well, that gets complicated. There was a cranky old guy way before The Simpsons. It was a blogging moniker I used in political stuff back in the early 2000s. That term kind of carried over. So you're laughing in a comment.
No, somebody told me I should grow a stash to turn my husband on. So.
Wow.
It's like, all right.
Wow. Okay, then. I'm sure there's somebody out there. Anyway, Cranky Old Guy is a carryover thing that happened because I already had the domain name. I started using it for other kinds of things. And now, ironically, as I have mentioned before in one of the first couple posts, as I shut down and put TSTO Friends in hospice mode, which it very much is at this point, Cranky Old Guy becomes a place for me to write about non-Simpsons things. So there you go. So it kind of, it's dead, but it's not dead. He's back on life support. He's not. He's cranky. So here I'm happy because it throws people off.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, guys would be surprised. If everybody had the opportunity to meet you like I did, they'd like you a little bit more.
Couple of beers and Riley, that just makes everything a lot easier. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm going to say this again, and somebody actually said this morning, so thanks for asking. The only thing I really get cranky about, and this is something you're all going to have to get used to, the only thing I really get cranky about is EA's programming. I'm a programmer dude. I have a ISP. I do web services. I've been in the internet thing since 94. So when I see bad programming and glitches and all the things that we deal with, that I get cranky about, okay? The game itself, not so much.
It's a fair
there
point.
There you go. Okay, sorry.
We'll take a couple more because I said we were going to be a half hour to 45 minutes and we're over an hour already.
Wow, aren't we interesting?
let's see. Hayden, I think that's how you say it. Hayden, yeah. Hayden wants says, I think you should talk about your favorite content item location in your towns at the moment. My favorite location in my town is the back area. I've got Springfield Falls, nice 3D work with the water and everything. That's probably my favorite area. The observatory's up there. That's probably my favorite area content-wise. My favorite item in the game of all time is the Duff Stadium. Everybody knows that who has been following the site just because I love baseball. And my favorite character, I mean, I love Duffman. Cracks me up. He's, oh, yeah.
You like watching him fly around the stadium. That's a great animation.
That's a fun animation. It's the only way you can make the stadium light up, too. So that's probably my favorite. How about you, Pat?
Okay, this is one of those weird things. Like I said, I've been doing this forever. This is coming up on 4 years. One of the first things I did when I got Springfield Falls was to create using the roads and some other stuff. I created this thing that you could only see from the sky if you were an alien. And it is, I hate to admit it, I'm really too old to admit this. It is an outline of a guy, I call him Peeing Man. And so if you look from the whole sky, you can see a head, you can see arms, and then you can kind of figure out where Springfield Falls is. I've told people about it before, and hardly any of my friends have been able to see it. But it makes me giggle knowing it's there. So that's how bad I am. It's all inside with me. It's all inside. Yes, I'm basically a 12-year-old boy at heart. Yes.
See, Bob the Great, and my mom, wants to know 3 things on your bucket list. I'll let you go first because I don't really have a bucket list.
My bucket list? Yeah. Well, I just did one of my bucket lists this summer, which was this 9,600-mile cross-country driving trip. So now I want to go to Africa and visit the work we're doing in Uganda. So that's one. I want to go back to Europe. And I was there when I was 18 or not even 18. It's changed a bit since then, I understand, I hear. So I'd like to go back to there. And then as far as a bucket list is one of those once in a lifetime, maybe you could make it work. This is really completely inside my head. I want to go visit Peter Gabriel's studio in Bath, England. There you go. I've been a fan forever, and he opens it up, and I kind of know him tangentially, but I'd love to see his studio. So there you go. 3 really random buckets.
I mean, I would say – skydiving, which I'll probably be, you know, 90 by the time I actually do it. I don't know. I mean, I don't, I've done a lot of things. I mean, I've driven across country 3 times. That was always on my bucket list before I did it. I mean, I did it when I was 19 and 22. But
the key is, have you meandered though? That's the trick.
Yes. Yes. I have.
The meandering.
The two times. Yes. Third time, not so much. We stopped a couple places, but, no, I did. I went to Corn Palace and all that stuff. So, I mean, it was
infamous Corn Palace.
And we found that by accident, because this was when I went, this is going to make me sound like, but when I went, it was back before the internet. No, the internet existed, but like your phones and stuff like that. So we didn't really know what we were looking for. We just kind of veered off and looked at signs, and it was fun.
Okay. I got to admit, in the 9,600 miles, it was on one, it would be on my letdown list. In my head, it was much greater than it was.
I mean, if you think about it, how great can a palace of corn be? I mean,
well, the whole
kind
thing
of the name.
I mean, all the murals are made out of corn, so you assume that inside there's something of magic. It's basically a basketball court. So it's like, okay. All right.
We're going to take two more, and I'm trying to jump through some people who haven't asked questions yet. Ebron, I know you've asked the question already, but I'll because this is an interesting one. How did you both get introduced to the game? Pat's got a great story. I mean, I found it in the App Store. That's how I got introduced, which like most people, but Pat actually has a very interesting story for this.
Yeah, mine was really more because I have grandkids. I had no interest, didn't have anything to do with it, didn't care. I'd actually kind of stopped watching The Simpsons if you know, I'm honest about it. But my grandkids started playing. I have two grandsons that are now 14 and 12. They live in Beaverton. They're a ways away. And we figured out that we could, like, graffiti each other's towns. So it was a way to kind of stay in contact. And then that turned into finding a blog and going, you know, and then the rest is history. But, yeah.
The rest, as they say.
Yeah, as they say. Yeah. So, yeah, I was brought in by my grandsons.
Who don't even play anymore.
At some other point, I'll tell you my 5 degrees of separation to Matt Groening and that whole scene. There's another connection that got me into it, but that's for another time. We'll talk about that another time.
Okay. Silly boy, this is actually an important question, and I want you to answer this, Pat.
Silly boy makes me nervous because Silly Boy lives close enough that I have to give him ice cream. Yeah. Go ahead.
Silly Boy would like to know, do the regulars to this blog annoy you? And then he puts in parentheses, like me, meaning like him. Not me. I know I annoy you, but you know that's a different story.
Oh, wow. This is one of those can of worms stories. And you know what, Silly Boy? Here's how do I say this? Let's see. Oh, my God. Okay. Annoy is really an open term. That's not a good term. That's not accurate. There are a gazillion people that come to this site. So a regular reader versus a regular commenter are completely different things. As Alyssa's probably alluded, you guys are like, or we now, we have to get used to the corporate we, right? This site's crazy how many hits it gets. It's more than anything else that I've worked with by tenfold. There's a lot of people that do not comment that read a lot. You can tell that. I mean, they're there a lot, and they're starting to come out of the woodwork now, which is kind of fun. They're starting to come out of the woodwork. It's good. The regulars that I think you're alluding to, I don't get annoyed as much as when we're having to deal with moderating comments and there's a billion comments from one person or two persons or three persons or four peoples, then that can get annoying. That can get annoying because it's like, I know. So I just push those comments. So now it's become a lot less annoying. In general, I will say that this has been a really eye-opening experience the last couple of weeks, and some of the posts I've done have really been to draw out the differences in players. And there are some of you that are totally obsessed with getting the numbers. It's just numbers, 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 move, 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 move. You have others that are really into design, and you have some that are somewhere in between. I don't really get the numbers, guys. I got to be honest with you. I absolutely don't get it. After 4 years, I don't check XP. I don't check my ratings. I don't check any of that stuff, which I know is going to cause an onslaught of from some people. But it's okay. That's all right. We all play the game differently. I really like people that have open minds. That's kind of where I am. I like conversation. I like input. I like being able to cross-communicate about things. I'm not a fan of people that say, this is right and you are wrong, okay? So I try and avoid that myself. So I don't know. Does that answer the question? Is there another part of that?
You're basically saying that the readers, the regular readers of the site, don't annoy you. Answering the same question 30 times can get annoying, but from anyone.
Yes.
Or not us answering the same question. Other people, like somebody asks a question, 30 people answer the same question. That can get frustrating when you're moderating comments.
Yeah. Let me throw one thing out. This is a good way to look at this. And this is an interesting thing because of this vehicle. Everybody's saying, oh my gosh, he doesn't seem that cranky. Oh my gosh, he looks younger, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. Just as we were talking about, when you meet somebody in person, you have all of these other abilities to pick up information about who they are, right? The problem with online forums or comments or anything else, they're very narrow. And some people hide behind those comments. Then they say things that they would never say if I was meeting you in person or you were meeting Alyssa or any of the players for that matter. So I guess in my case, I tend to get my hackles up a little bit when I see somebody that's kind of bullying somebody else, and then I think, well, would you say the same thing if we're sitting in the room? So I guess in the future, what I would ask everybody to do, particularly because I'm prone to throw out the kinds of posts and questions that do breed a lot of content, I would ask that everybody think first, gee, if I was sitting in the room with the guy, would I say the same thing? So I don't know. I mean, that's kind of the thing. I think that keep in mind we're all much more alike than we aren't. None of us really admit we play the game to the rest of our world, right?
I don't admit that I blog about it to the rest of the world.
There you go. So it's almost as if we really are truly in our own support group. Let's keep that in mind when we're doing combat so that we don't have to, like, shut somebody down for being rude just to be rude, right? Because unfortunately, as you can tell, I played football, I played rugby, I played a lot of stuff. I do have this tendency to want to slap back. And it's something Alyssa's teaching me not to do.
Yes.
So I'm learning. I'm learning from her. Mom.
It's only been a month, you know. It took me years to brainwash Bunny and Wookie to. Here, we'll jump to the very last question.
Okay.
Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
He's asked a bunch of questions, but I'm only going to pick one of these. I think it's interesting. What Simpsons character would you most like to be stuck on a desert island?
I think I already answered that. I think Marge is hot.
let's see.
I'm serious. There's a side to Marge that is kind of like, she's got kind of a fun side to her, you know? Let's just leave it at that.
I mean, I'll go with practicality. that. Just like my zombie apocalypse, you know, I have to think outside. I'll go with Frank because he'll probably be the most likely to get me off the island. So,
or blow it up.
You know, what would Gilligan's Island be without the professor? I mean, come on.
But he may blow it up too. That's the problem. So
that's where I come in to kind of keep him, you know.
Okay. All right. All right.
And with that, we are going to sign off this hour and 15 minute, which I said would be 30 to 45 minute, and I'm sure my husband's upstairs fuming right now, video. I can also hear Riley's awake, too. So thanks, guys, for watching. Next month, we're going to do another one. I don't know what day, what time yet. I think 12 o'clock works well. For most people, we had a good.
We're gonna have to get Wookiee amphetamines of some sort or something.
to drag him out of bed. You know, so we'll figure out, and we'll figure out who's going to join us next month. Next month, we're going to talk about Halloween. As you can imagine, it will be October, so it should be fun. But yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for participating. Hope you guys enjoy this. We had a lot of fun doing it. At least I should say we. I don't have a frog in my pocket. I'm sorry. I had a lot of fun doing this. I'm hoping Patrick did too.
I like getting called young. I'm down with that. I'm fine. I'll come back every time for that.
And for those who haven't noticed, Patrick got a little bit of a facelift on our site since coming over. He figured out, you know, being on the site for a month, he deserved to look like the rest of us. So our artist did some fun cartoon versions of Patrick, which we'll have a post up probably later today, showing you guys all the different versions of him. So you might notice he's in the banner. He's pointing like I can see it. I can't see it. He's in the banner.
Wearing the same clothes and pants, too, by the way.
Yes, he's wearing his cranked old guy uniform.
That's right.
And he finally settled the question of the fact that he is, in fact, wearing pants. So on that note, we will say goodbye. Patrick, you have anything you'd like to add?
Nah, it's been fun. I mean, it's been a good first month. The first couple of weeks were a little rocky because, understandably, I was an outsider who was mean to Mom. So now that we've all gotten over that, life is good.
There we go. So we will see you guys next month in this forum. And looking forward to it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for participating. And we'll check you guys out later. Have a good Saturday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.